Turkey is a country that is 99% Muslim. Yet a visitor to Turkey's largest city, Istanbul, could be easily convinced that Turks are preparing to celebrate a very non-Muslim holiday this month, Christmas. We have two reports this morning on nations that have found ways to deal with this seemingly foreign holiday, incidentally using Chinese decorations, among other things, and we begin with NPR's Ivan Watson.
Less than a week before Christmas, Turks celebrated one of the biggest holidays on the Muslim calendar, the Feast of the Sacrifice, or Kurban Bayram. It's a time when many Turks make donations to the poor and travel long distances to pay their respects to elderly relatives. On the eve of Kurban Bayram, Istanbul's central İstiklal Street was jam-packed with people, off early from work and from school. The atmosphere was festive. Laughing pedestrians strolled past shops filled with tinsel, giant snowflakes, evergreen trees, and twinkling lights. Not far from the rails, where an old red trolley clatters past, a man in a rumpled Santa suit sold lottery tickets to passers-by. Less than a mile away, at Istanbul's enormous Cevahir shopping mall, a four-story high Christmas tree loomed over mobs of shoppers next to a life-size Santa Claus mannequin. Most Turks don't celebrate Christmas, so why then does Christmas seem to be in the air?
Christmas and New Year are very close to one another, and Turks do celebrate New Year. So all the Christmas so-called season has migrated with its symbols to New Year's.
Ayşe Uncu is a sociology professor at Istanbul's Sabancı University. She explains that the adoption of secular Christmas symbols by urban Turks is a relatively new phenomenon.
The enormous explosion of culture industries, parallel with consumer culture, I think is mainly responsible.
Starting in the 1980s, the Turkish state gradually opened up to the outside world by relaxing its tight control over media and the economy. In less than a generation, Uncu says Turkish society adopted several foreign holiday traditions, including St. Valentine's Day, which Turks call Sweetheart's Day. At one end of Istanbul's sprawling outdoor Tatakale Bazaar, there's an entire alley full of shops selling tinsel, artificial Christmas trees, and dozens of different models of Chinese-made dancing Santa Claus dolls. 48-year-old Uçgar Baran came here to buy decorations for her apartment for a New Year's Eve party.
I bought a variety of ornaments, and then I want to buy a Santa, and we have a Christmas tree. We will decorate the tree after.
Nizam Karabçak, one of the shopkeepers selling Christmas ornaments here, says his top-selling product is this singing Santa doll. You guys have a Christmas tree at home?
Yes, of course we have a tree at home and we decorate it. But the truth is, we don't know what really Christmas is. I like it, I enjoy it. Just that, yeah, we don't know what the true meaning of it is.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.